August 16, page 242. The fields are ready to harvest. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. John 4:35. God's servants are not to exhaust their time and strength in working, especially for those whose whole lifetime has been devoted to the service of Satan, until the entire being is corrupted. As the outcasts come, and they will come, as they came to Christ, we are to forbid them not. We are to reach out to them a helping hand. But God calls for workers to reach those of the higher classes who, if converted, could in turn work for those of their own standing. He desires to see converted talent and converted influence in the ministry enlisted in His service. The Lord is working upon men and women of talent and influence, leading them to connect with those who are giving the last message of mercy to the world. A mistake has been made in setting young men and young women at work in the slums of our great cities. Few will be saved as a result of this work. The Lord has shown me that our work is to bring into the truth those who will be producers as well as consumers. There are men of talent and influence who are longing for something they have not yet received. Let the truth in its simplicity be presented to them. If converted, they would exert a powerful influence for the truth. God has men whom He will call into His service, men who will not carry forward the work in the lifeless way in which it has been carried forward in the past. Many who have not yet heard the message to be given to the world have learned the meaning of self-denial and self-sacrifice. Men will come into the truth who will work with earnestness and zeal, tact and understanding. Let none discourage these zealous workers. In some things they will make some mistakes and will need to be corrected and instructed. But have not men who have been longer in the truth made mistakes and needed correction and instruction? When they made mistakes, the Lord did not cast them off, but healed them and strengthened them, presenting them with His banner to hold aloft. God selects His messengers and gives them His message, and He says, "Forbid them not." New methods must be introduced. God's people must awake to the necessity of the time in which they are living. Christ knew that when the Holy Spirit should be poured out on the disciples, the harvest of His seed sowing would be reaped. Thousands would be converted in a day. Time is passing, and the Lord calls upon the workers in all lines of His work to lift up their eyes and behold the fields, all ripe for the harvest. Pacific Union Recorder, October 23, 1902.